This month of May, the RSPCA's Million Paws Walk is on again. Joining us to have a chat about it, Kieran Watson. Kieran, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Mate, an absolute pleasure. Can you tell us what the Million Paws Walk is all about?
Yeah, well, the Million Paws Walk is basically that, trying to get a million paws walking to fight animal cruelty and raise as much money as we can for the RSPCA, because we see hundreds of thousands of animals come through our doors around the country, and we're really just trying to help every animal that we can.
So how can all of us help by walking our dog? What do we do?
So we're asking people this year to register online at millionpawswalk.com.au and start a fundraising page. And each day, walk your dog, track your kilometres, and get people to sponsor you for how many kilometres you walk, kind of like a walkathon in school. And then, yeah, every money raised will go directly to helping animals in need. I know everyone really looks forward to the big physical events we've had in the past, and hopefully we can get back to that in the near future. But right now, it's about just finding ways to still be able to help animals in need.
Kieran, this is a very serious question. If I don't have a dog and I've only got a cat, can I still contribute? Can I still help out somehow or another?
Of course, yes. Everyone is it's open to everyone. If you've got a cat, maybe I've seen people walking rabbits before. if that tickles your fancy. So, yeah, whatever you can to do, anything you can do to help animals in need would be greatly appreciated. And, yeah, it's open to anyone.
How does the money go towards helping and fighting against animal cruelty, mate?
Well, every dollar raised goes directly to helping the animals via various means. We don't just adopt out animals. We have an inspectorate that's on the road enforcing animal welfare concerns. We have a vet clinic that rehabilitates animals. And every animal that gets adopted through the RSPCA is vaccinated, microchipped, behaviourally assessed, medically assessed. So you're really getting a great pet that's looking for its forever home. So really the RSPCA needs as much help as we can. And we really rely on that community and our supporters to get us through and reach as many animals as we can.
I've always admired the work that you guys at the RSPCA do, if for no other reason than, you know, for millions of different causes, animals get surrendered. And if it wasn't for the work that you do and the money that you have to actually support them, thousands of animals would lose their lives every year.
Yeah, well, that's right. We take as much time as we can to get that animal ready for adoption. We don't have any time limits or anything like that. We hold the animals as long as it takes to get them ready. So some animals have been in our care for over a year, and that's only because we have the funds and the support of our generous community to be able to continue to work with these animals and make sure when they go up for adoption, they are ready and able to find their forever home. So we really rely on our community, and we just want to thank everyone that has signed up. And if you are thinking about signing up, please go to millionpawswalk.com.au and hopefully you can get what you need from there.
I would also say I know a few people who have adopted animals from the RSPCA and they couldn't have been happier. And I think it's also good for the soul to be able to help out a helpless animal to find, as you say, a forever home and have a fantastic life.
Yeah, that's it. Animal companionship is the best. I know I adopted my dog not long after starting at the RSPCA, and it's the best decision I've ever made. And, yeah, hopefully we can find more forever homes for animals in need and raise enough money to help the ones we still haven't cared.
All right. Help out with the Million Paws Walk at millionpawswalk.com.au. Kieran, thank you very much for the work that you do, and thank you for joining us on 2NM.
No problem. Thanks for having me.